Positive language, positive mind, positive life. 积极的语言塑造积极的思维，积极的思维塑造积极的人生。今天我们来分享一句来自于人工智能之父和计算机之父图灵说过的话。
Of course, machines can't think as people do. A machine is different from a person, hence they think differently. The interesting question is,Just because something, thinks differently from you, does that mean it's not thinking?
From Alan Turing, 这句话呢出自于图灵。我们都知道世界上第一台通用电子计算机的设计师呢是冯诺依曼。正是因为他的设计使人类社会进入了一个崭新的时代。所以呢冯诺依曼呢得到人们的一致推崇，被誉为计算机之父。但是冯诺依曼呢却不止一次地说过，图灵呢其实才是现代计算机设计思想的创始人，自己的成功呢也完全是建立在图灵思想上的发展和创造。冯诺依曼把计算机之父的桂冠戴在比自己小十岁的图灵头上，足见呢图灵对计算机科学的影响之大。说起图灵呢，我们一定会提起图灵机，但除此之外啊，在1950年的时候，图灵发表了题为计算机能思考吗的著名论文，这个呢在计算机科学界引起了巨大的震撼，为人工智能的创立也奠定了基础。那刚才分享这句话呢就是图灵对机器的一种思考，那我们来看一下它的意思。
Of course, 当然 machines can't think as people do.
机器呢根本不可能像人那样思考。
A machine is different from a person.
机器呢和人是不一样的，
be different from somebody or something，
和某人或是某物不同。
Hence
这个单词呢它指的是由此因此的意思。由此
they think differently，
他们呢思考是不同的。
The interesting question is，
但有趣的问题是什么呢？
Just because something thinks differently from you，
只是因为有些东西和你思考的不同。
Differently
这里呢用到了一个副词，就是它跟你的思考方式是不一样的。
Does that mean it's not thinking?
难道这就意味着它不思考吗？好，我们梳理一下这句话的意思。当然机器不能像人那样思考，机器不同于人，因此他们的思考呢和人是不同的。有趣的问题是，只是因为他们的思考与你不同，这就意味着他们没有思考吗？
Of course, machines can't think as people do. A machine is different from a person. Hence, they think differently. The interesting question is, just because something, thinks differently from you, does that mean it's not thinking?
想要专项练习呢，并且和小伙伴们一起在群里打卡学习，可以加入早餐英语的会员课程。你不仅可以参加我的直播，而且呢，只要微信加早餐英语四个字的拼音，就可以收到我送你的一份学习大礼包，让你在英语学习的路上呢少走弯路。接下来呢，请结合完整的学习笔记，我们来看一下这一段话的发音技巧。
Of course, machines can't think as people do. A machine is different from a person. Hence, they think differently.The interesting question is, just because something, thinks differently from you, does that mean it's not thinking?
最后我们来看一下这段话该怎么来断句呢？
Of course, machines can't think as people do. A machine is different from a person. Hence, they think differently. The interesting question is, just because something,thinks differently from you, does that mean it's not thinking?